That's
are you on YouTube, bro?
Am I on YouTube? Not content-wise. I'm just like a big lurker on there.
Okay.
Like where I where
we
I
all are then.
Yeah.
I mean, except for the current.
That's a great word. Of, yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, just I'm a lurker up on there.
Yeah, because if you have an actual account and you haven't put up a video, yeah, that's basically what you're doing on YouTube.
Yeah, right.
Because now it's like a social site and stuff.
But at the same time, like, low-key, if you have, yeah, it's that, but at the same time, you're subscribing to people you're following.
Right, so we're, so we're lurking on their shit.
Literally, the way I thought about it when he said that, it's like those people that have zero posts on IG, follow people,
and don't like
and
shit.
Don't like shit.
I
don't
barely
comment on shit.
Exactly. I don't comment
don't
on a lot
of shit.
Don't
even put stories up. They're just a person that's lurking there.
But exactly.
So Bruno, you're only on. On Twitch, Instagram.
Yeah, so I recently started. Yeah. not yet.
He said, really
see, this is where you say we can't bring up that topic.
Yeah, come on, man.
Cheesecake.
Safe word. Yeah. Currently, I just started my Twitch streaming. Been doing my workouts live on Twitch. And I've been posting on Instagram. That's about it.
That was what
it.
I was going to ask. I was like, is it like workout related or
yeah,
is
it's,
video
it's,
game related?
Yeah, no, it's workout related. Okay. Although I am a gamer, but I haven't considered that
What's
route
the game?
Yet. I play some League of Legends, FIFA, just sometimes just whatever the boys
are
playing.
We got to get a tournament at the shop.
Yeah,
man.
That'd be dope.
Do,
yeah,
sure.
League of Legends. I had a roommate when I was in college that would play this. And what was fascinating to me is that there's no pause button in this game.
That's
what?
Right. Yeah, there's
yeah,
no
League
pause.
League of Legends, once you start the match,
it's
bro,
player versus player.
You
yeah.
got to play it all the way.
Yep.
Bro, there'd be times my roommate would be yelling and be like, I got to pee. And I'd be like, pause the game.
Yeah.
I can't. It's League of Legends. And I was like, why would you play something that makes you sacrifice
right.
that?
Yeah, you got to. So do you have a piss bucket on the side or something? Like, is that how it works?
Nah. I mean, I got that lightning speed. That's why I'm working out, so I know I be doing my sprints. You know, I got the straight route
hey,
to the
hey,
bathroom.
Bruno's that guy on Instagram. If you're running from downstairs,
yeah,
that's
why you think I'm in the gym training, bro. You
he dives through everything.
Yeah.
He comes back. His teammates are like, "We had a revive. It's all good. It's all good."
I still got multiple lives.
Nah, yeah, bro. But yeah, like I'm a big. I grew up as an athlete, and then kind of when computers started to...
Are your parents, like, athletic?
I mean, they're not athletic when it comes to sports, but, you know, they grew up on farms, and
okay.
my dad, like, has done construction
hey,
all his life.
Labor.
So, yeah,
that's
manual labor.
To me,
exactly.
I get it's not athletic in the sense of, like, sportsmanship.
Yeah.
But it's very athletic because it's manual labor.
Exactly.
Like, I've seen... To me, it's interesting because my dad, you know, did construction growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one time I saw like a guy that would guys that would spend like all these hours in the gym, and they brought him to do construction. And my dad, they were doing like an experiment or whatever. They couldn't hang an hour. Like they couldn't hang an hour with the construction guys.
Tell me about it
because
yeah.
it's a different thing. It's
it
a different
really
atmosphere.
Is. Absolutely.
You know, so like when you're saying that, I'm like, no, that's manual labor is very demanding. Like, yeah, I consider those people athletic. It's just a different way
right.
of athleticism.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and another thing, too, is, like, my parents are from Brazil, so
okay.
Soccer was a big thing growing up.
Do you
up.
Speak the dialect?
I do, yes. I do speak Portuguese, and I do speak some Spanish as well. So,
question for you.
Yeah.
Is Brazil Portuguese different than Portugal?
It is, yes. You can almost compare it as, like, how in America we speak American English, and then in England they speak, you know, British English.
Okay.
Right. It's the same thing. It's the same kind of, like, accent.
So, like, if you guys were to talk to each other, you cannot, like, quickly tell,
we,
like,
we could tell,
we're different.
Yeah,
we're different.
Absolutely. We could speak together to each other, no problem, for sure. But
is
there
that,
is
like, a destination you would want to go to,
Portugal?
Portugal,
absolutely, yeah.
You haven't been there yet?
I've never been to Portugal, no. I've never been to Europe, so would love to go one day for sure. But, like, kind of British English is a lot more formal. It's the same way with Portuguese from Portugal. It's the same way.
Yeah, because
like,
they conquered Brazil.
Exactly.
So, like, they consider themselves
absolutely.
One,
or even with
formal.
Like, Spain and all the rest of, like...
Correct,
you know,
yeah. They do the same to us. Mm-hmm. All the Hispanic countries, they're like, we speak the formal way and you guys don't, you know?
For sure,
yeah.
Absolutely. But, yeah, growing up... Illuminati. I was Brazilian, so just... I love soccer and watching Brazil win their World Cup.
Sorry
in 2022.
Were you born over there?
I was born in New York, but my parents are both from Brazil.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
For sure.
Dope.
But, yeah, that's about it. boys.
So many more questions that I have.
Yeah, I know. I bet. Yeah.
Go ahead, bro. It's your time right now. Get them out. Get them out.
Yeah. All let right, me know what
so
you got.
So soccer, was there like a specific team they went for?
So yeah, just the Brazilian national team. Yeah, my dad is a big Flamengo fan.
Ah,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm a Flamengo fan.
So Ronaldinho, isn't that where Ronaldinho came
he
out of?
He did play. Yeah. He didn't come out of there. He came out of Grêmio, I believe. Yes. But he did play for Flamengo.
After he retired, like close to his retirement.
At the end, he came to play for Flamengo?
So yeah, at the end, when he left Europe, he played for Flamengo, and then he played for a team called Atlético Mineiro, and then now I think he plays in Mexico.
Damn.
Or no, he played in Mexico, and I think now he's retired.
Yeah, he's retired.
Yeah, yeah, no, he's done. But I think he finished his career in Mexico. But
I think his son is playing right now. I think they're
his son is he?
Yeah, I think I've seen like things that like videos of his son playing already.
I'm not sure actually.
He's up and coming.
Yeah,
he's like 12 or 13, right? Like he's coming up, but. It's crazy to see Ronaldinho already have his son playing. Like,
yeah, it is crazy.
Is there like another club you go for? Do you follow any club specifically?
In Brazil, no.
Even outside of Brazil.
Oh,
just
in Brazil, let's see. No, that's about it. I would say like with other sports, I mean.
So you don't follow like any club like in Real Madrid, Barcelona, any of those?
Not really. I just like to keep a close eye on those Brazilian players like Vinicius Jr., of course, Rodrigo, Anthony, like all those players that play over there.
How'd
in
you
Europe.
Feel about the World Cup?
World Cup, it was great. It was like great World Cup. But obviously, I was disappointed because of my team. They didn't make it as far as I'd like them to. But you know, it was dope.
For me, I had them winning it, and the reason I had them winning it was because the team was so stacked.
They were super
like,
stacked.
They had a starter for every position.
So what do you
think? So like, if you would do like a switch. Mm-hmm. That was a starter for another team.
Right.
So, like, they were very stacked. Yep. I was surprised that they, you know, didn't go further.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
And I also thought that was, for me, I think that was Neymar's last World Cup. I don't see him doing the next
one. Yeah. You know what? You might be right.
Yeah.
I can see him doing the next one.
You know,
it's not the same level.
Yeah, I think they're saying that he has a high risk for injury right now at the moment as well.
I think he just needs to take care of his body. He probably doesn't do that part of the game. Because he's been injured his whole career. He hasn't been like 100% player. Probably like Barcelona, he had a little stretch. One season maybe where he didn't.
Nah, he always has also that.
Ankles, right?
The ankle, but also he always gets injured for his sister's birthday. injured.
That's funny.
You know about that, right?
Nah, that's all I'm saying.
Every time, like, that right, part of the season, for a whole month, he takes it off.
Yeah. But actually, going back to the Ronaldinho thing, I actually saw, I think it was a post on IG, they were comparing Neymar and Ronaldinho saying, oh, Neymar, he was trying to do what Ronaldinho was doing with, like, he wanted to be an excellent player, but he also wanted to be known as, like, this party kind of guy who's just having fun. And some people were saying that he kind of, like, didn't achieve either. He wasn't really known as that.
The best player, kind of like
how Ronaldinho was, and he also doesn't have that.
He got overshadowed, in my opinion. He got overshadowed because it's like when he comes to Barcelona, he's overshadowed by Messi.
Yeah,
because Messi's
sure.
the big figure.
Yep.
And that's the reason why he leaves Barcelona. He leaves Barcelona because he's trying to be the man.
Yep.
And I remember that there was a video when he went to PSG the first time they unveil him. And he's just mesmerized by, like, the crowd chanting his name, you know? Like, they're chanting it at him, and he's so mesmerized. But in, a year, you have Mbappe who overshadows him.
Absolutely.
And then he's no longer the man.
But that's just because of his play. He just, like you're saying, he's always focused on partying, and then when it comes to playing, when you're playing and then you're also partying, your focus level isn't the same. You know what I'm saying?
But so that's, like, that's
and it shows on the field.
The thing is, that was how Ronaldinho was. And that's why he's saying that. Because Ronaldinho was that talent that he could pull that off.
Okay, but check this out. In my opinion, the era that Ronaldinho came into didn't have social media and didn't have all these other things that you didn't see. Like, Neymar was caught everywhere, bro. They caught him, you know, when he didn't even want to get caught. And he was caught. Like, damn, you say you were going to party. You say you were injured and you're out. You know, shit like that. So it's like, Neymar, I mean,
nah, the difference about Ronaldinho is
that paparazzi. He didn't have social
media. Ronaldinho would play. No matter what, he would show up to the game.
And then he would also
tell the coach, you know what? I only want to play this amount of minutes.
Facts.
I got to go to a party, so sub me out.
Right.
So he would go score two goals and then be like, sub me out.
And
then leave.
It wasn't even It was that band he was in. He was like a band leader or something like that. He was in a band.
They did play some pagode, yeah. Which is like, yeah, they played those the drum instruments and, you know, all those things.
And that's what he liked. That's what he liked to get into. And, like, I saw a whole little like, YouTube documentary recently about him and how, like, his nights out were crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. But,
damn.
Yeah.
Hey, absolutely. To me, he's still my goat because he played for Barcelona. So,
yeah.
To me, it was him. And then slightly after that, Messi came on the field and it was just like, you.
Well, he's a prodigy of him. Technically.
Straight up. Like,
Ronaldinho's the one that taught him, you know?
Yep.
That's, yeah, he's just...
He's a huge goat in the Brazil. Yeah.
Did you play soccer, bro?
I did. Yeah, I was a big goalie actually.
Oh snap!
Yeah.
You like flying?
Yeah, I love flying.
I can relate to that because when I was playing with the homies and like playing around, I was always playing goalie or forward. But goalie was just fun to like fly around with.
So did you watch like any of the World Cups like in the early 2000s, the one they actually won?
Yeah, pretty much. Ever since 2002 when Brazil won it, like I vividly remember them winning that one, and then ever since then, like I remember 2006. What was it?
12? So you remember seeing like Roberto Carlos, Ronaldo, the Brazilian
absolutely,
Ronaldo.
Absolutely, yeah. Phenomenal, yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So Maicon.
Adriano. Cafu.
You guys had a Cafu, Sheesh. You guys also had a center back.
I haven't seen Cafu.
Luciano.
Yep.
Or something like that. Dude, I used to love that dude. Number three.
Yep.
I used to love that center back. And the reason I loved him was because he's the only center back that I've ever seen that's in the back line, and then he'll be like, give me the ball and go score a goal by himself.
Yep.
He'll dribble the entire field and score a goal.
I feel like
And I was, like, impressed because center backs don't usually do that.
Right. Bro, but you know what's crazy about Brazil? And any of those teams back in those days, they could do that. Majority of those Brazilian teams, most of their players could take everybody by themselves.
To be honest,
and that's how good those teams were.
Kind of like how Manny was saying, this World Cup Brazil team, I felt like that about them, bro.
Like anybody could take you if they wanted
to. Yeah, this last one that they just had the World Cup.
Yeah.
But you know what I think was the issue? The coach just didn't know how to put it together. Somehow.
I'm hearing that they're trying to get Florentino, too.
Oh, yeah. He already signed for...
Florentino. You're talking about Ancelotti.
Ancelotti, my bad. Yeah, Ancelotti.
Florentino's the president of Real Madrid.
I was thinking of Real Madrid, though.
Yeah. You got it mixed up.
Like,
yeah.
We both were, because I got stuck on that one, but...
No, yeah, but Ancelotti, yeah.
That's going to be crazy, bro.
Yeah,
no. He's Brazilian, right?
Yeah. The thing Ancelotti? That I think that changed
no.
it for
Where's
them...
Where's he from?
Ancelotti's not Brazilian.
No, Ancelotti is Italian.
Oh, shit.
The thing that changed it up, I think, is what you were brought up earlier, is technology.
Mm-hmm.
You guys had the Joga Bonito, which was exclusive to Brazil, and the whole entire world didn't know about that.
Yo.
You know, it was very exclusive to Brazilians to play like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when Nike started doing like commercials, and they started filming the Joga Bonito.
It was also video games, bro. They had a video game.
They had the FIFA Street also
to
it.
Yep.
And eventually the whole world now begins to see that, to where now soccer has changed a lot. And, like, now everybody can do those jukes and everybody can do those dribbles, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Where it's not just, like, oh, only this country could do it. Because that was the thing about them. They could be losing 2-0.
This shit would be crazy.
And out of nowhere, in the last 10 minutes, score 3 goals on you.
Yeah.
Like, it was such a
But, you know, this is something my pops used to always say about Brazil. Because I used to always watch those World Cups with him. And he's like, their issue is that they used... Back those old teams that you're saying, they're losing 2-0. They were bored, so they'd let the other team play. Like, let y'all do your thing. And
yeah,
we know
the last
that we
10
can,
minutes,
yeah,
bro.
We know what we can do already. So he'd be like, what the issue was towards the end of those years, like 06, 08, you know, those World Cups and shit, is that by the time they were trying to do that, it was probably too late because the time was running against them. So mm-hmm. they probably scored 2 goals, but they couldn't take it over the top or mm-hmm. whatever. But it was
but
always funny, like,
to
hear my dad say
retired,
that shit.
Though, as well.
That too, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And it's like Brazil is such a huge country, it's hard to choose
a team
of 23 guys to represent the entire country.
Right.
It's such a hard task. And then it's like there's so much talent that comes out of Brazil. Like there's some that don't even go to the World Cup and you're like, well, why didn't this one make it? Mm-hmm. You know, like it's such a hard thing
Absolutely,
to choose 23
yeah.
guys mm-hmm. to represent an entire country. But yeah, you said New York.
Yes.
How long did you live in New York?
I was born and raised in New York State, pretty much just outside New York City.
Okay.
I lived there until I was 19. So, okay.
So you did your whole
my,
school?
Pretty much, yeah, my whole high school, everything over there.
Question, how do you not have an accent?
you know, that's a good question. I don't know, I guess... if you listen to my dad talk, he has kind of like an Italian kind of like Bronx accent for sure. But I don't know, man. I think like especially where I grew up, it was such a big melting pot where of people where, you know, you had Latino kids, you had, you know, American kids, Jewish kids, you know, like African-American kids. So I don't know. That's a great question. I mean, I...
It's because you don't have that New York accent.
Yeah, I don't
that's
have...
That's why I
exactly.
ask it, because...
Yeah,
because
I think...
That's,
I
try
that's
the first thing I thought when I met you.
Yeah,
you from New York, bro?
I try
sure,
to,
bro?
Like, enunciate my words very well, and, like, I don't know, it's just never something that I picked up on. Like, all my cousins and friends that live out there, they all have accents.
So, question, bro. Yeah. Do you think that's a conscious thing that New Yorkers just do?
You know, some of them, it's, you know, like, second nature. It's also depends, like, what area you're born and raised.
So, basically,
and,
if you're, like, in the city, you're probably going to have a heavy
you
accent.
You probably
and
are,
if you're
yeah.
in the outer boroughs, or if you're, like, in the state but not from the city.
Exactly. Gotcha. Yeah, and I think it's, like, to each their own, too. It's, like, some people... They will exaggerate it to some extent, but like it might be, it's a part of them, their true, real self. And it's like, I might have an accent with a particular friend that has an accent, but obviously, if I'm gonna talk to like.
So you busting a Drake?
Yeah. Nah. <I'm> not, yo.
That's a Drake.
I see
does.
What
when
you're
around
saying.
Certain people,
I see
like,
what you're saying.
Patois.
So many yeah. does too.
Nah, I just think like it's more. Like, not that the accent's
hey,
going to come out, but if it is going to come out, it's going to be with someone yeah. that has that kind of same accent.
I
you know
agree
what I mean?
With you because when I talk in Spanish, that happens to me a lot.
Mm-hmm. I just feel like humans adapt. That's yeah. the part of adapting.
Yeah,
you know?
And, like, my kind of clique when I was growing up was other, like, Brazilian Americans, too. And
is that a big crowd out there?
In where I'm from, Mount Vernon, New York, yes. There's a whole, like, Brazilian community over there. Other than that, not really.
Did you say Mount Vernon?
Mount Vernon, New York. Yes, correct.
Literally a mountain?
What was that?
You're like on a mountain?
No, it's not actually a mountain. Okay. That's
come
just
on,
the name
bro.
Of the...
Come on, bro.
No, yeah, it's Mount Vernon, New York. It's like about 5 minutes from the Bronx.
Got it. Cool.
Yeah, that's another big like melting pot over there. But that's where the Brazilians stay at, mostly in New York. Other than that,
are
in
you,
the
are you only Brazilian, by the way?
My parents are both from
both
Brazil,
Brazilian.
Yeah. But I guess with my ancestry, like my dad's like great-grandparents are Italian and my mom's are from like Portugal, I guess. But
ooh, you already did ancestry?
My sister did.
Oh,
yeah.
Sick. Hey, so that's like cheating. Your sister did it. I'm the same as you, mother.
Yeah, because like... I mean,
giving him mine.
We got the same blood.
Yeah,
because
like I guess
DNA.
My blood is technically European, right? Like
right,
even
right.
though you can consider me Latino because, you know, my like Brazilians are considered Latino because Portuguese is of Latin,
right.
you know, language. And mm-hmm. that's how it goes. But yeah, it's like people may look at me and they're just like, pinche gringo. Like they just think I'm some white boy. Like, I don't know. Like,
how do you feel when that happens?
I like how you did a Spanish accent.
Yeah.
On that.
How do you feel when that happens?
I don't know. I guess I can... I don't really feel any type of way because
I'm sure
know,
you got that more out here than you got it over there, right?
Yeah, for sure. I guess I see it like with my dad too because my dad is like more pale than
yeah,
I am.
He,
so.
For sure. When I met your dad the other day, I was like, yo.
Yeah, you met him, yeah.
I didn't want to say nothing to you at that, but I was like, yo, your dad looks white. He don't
yeah,
look Brazilian.
He's white
then,
as fuck,
like,
yeah.
When you see, when like literally after you guys left, like I was thinking to myself, I was like, nah, Kaká looks like his dad.
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly how.
Exactly,
there's a side of Brazilians. It's like my parents. My mom looks white too, if mm-hmm. you would look at her,
yep,
you know?
Yep.
But she's Salvadoran. It's
yeah.
a trip.
Right. So like my dad, he's done construction all his life. And obviously, like most people that work construction speak Spanish. So
facts.
He'll pull up to the job site, start speaking perfect Spanish. And then everyone's
oh, so
like,
he knows perfect Spanish too.
My dad's Spanish is amazing. Like,
damn.
Yeah, it's really good.
That's fine. Absolutely.
Do you know it as well?
I do know how to speak Spanish,
okay.
yes.
Awesome.
Not as well as he can, maybe, but I would
but
say...
But you can defend yourself.
Absolutely, yeah.
Bro,
I
never
say
knew
I'm
that.
Fluent.
I've been
yeah.
cutting for like years, and I never knew that. That's
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, I speak Spanish for
so
sure.
So you'd be at the gym, and they'd be like, pinche gringo.
Yeah,
and you're like,
widow.
What the fuck, man? I'm going to whip
and I just pretend like I don't know what they're talking about.
oh, you're incognito with it. You're like, I'm going to just act like I didn't hear that.
He's like, I don't need that beef.
Yeah.
These arms would rip you apart.
Yeah, word,
bro.
Word.
But aside from like you being Brazilian and all that,
mm-hmm.
how'd you
before,
guess?
Before we get to that, New York.
Mm-hmm.
Did you live in a place where it was very fast paced, or
the,
it was a slower?
It
in
was.
That
it was so like until I was like 5 or 6, it was kind of in the medium. I guess you can kind of picture like Van Nuys, I would say. Like you can kind of compare Mount Vernon, New York to Van Nuys, where it's like, you know, we don't have the tall buildings, but, you know, it is pretty fast paced. You know, it's urban, like it's rough streets. Mm. And then my parents, of course, like they wanted me to kind of they moved me up like 15 minutes more up north, and it was like a lot better. So.
So they like they moved you by basically to like Woodland Hills area.
Exactly, that's a perfect analogy.
You're
gonna
go to school to Taft and Van Nuys.
Exactly,
dope,
yeah.
Dope.
So they pretty much got me out the hood. Even
they did that with my brother.
Oh, okay, yeah. So you guys can relate. So, yeah, they just wanted not that it was the worst neighborhood, but you know they definitely got me to like the one of the best schools in the area for sure. And yeah, they were just looking out for me, which yeah.
How do you like? When you see the pace out there compared to here, mm-hmm. like which one do you think is faster, or how do you compare it?
You know, as far as worth ethic wise, I think over there they're a lot more like strict when it comes to that. I think people here in the work life, from what I've seen at least, they're a little bit more laid back. Like, you know, they like if you say, oh, "Okay, I'm gonna email you like at 5 or whatever," they don't end up emailing you until like the next Monday or whatever. You know, so in New York, it's like they're like on it like one after the other. Here,
the competition's
like,
higher.
Maybe it's
huh?
the weather too. It's like everyone wants to, you know, just kind of like on island time. You know what I'm saying? Like if you've ever been on vacation to like an island, like everything's super slow. I kind of feel like that rubbed off here in a way. It's like you have all the beautiful palm trees, the beautiful weather, the beach and everything. I mean, you got the beach over there too, but it's not like it is over here, you know?
Right,
it's
for
not
sure.
That's nice, yeah. And the mountains
so
and everything.
We slow it down.
You guys definitely slow it down a little bit, although like you do have things fast paced in your own way too. Mm-hmm. Like just with all the cars and everything, like people there, especially in New York City, a lot of them don't drive at all. You know, it's some of them
Subways.
Don't even have their license.
So what would
Subways,
you what
exactly.
would you advise my brother? He's going to New York tomorrow. What would you advise him to
what
do?
What would I advise him
or
to do?
Or not to do? He about to encounter New York. He never seen that before.
Shoot. I would say, just go into the city and just look for some, like, really dope food spots, depending on what you, like, are into. They have literally anything that you could ever
imagine.
I'm going to
go find a fire burger
within, like, even, like, a few blocks. You could literally,
like, any type of food. Pizza's the first thing.
Yeah, so you can't go wrong with, like, even
it's not pizza in New York, bro. It's pies.
So you can hit up, like,
some,
like, really, like, dope Italian spots as well. Yeah. Like,
bro, so if pizzas are called pies over there, what do you call an actual pie? that we call pies out here, basically.
So... I mean, I've always called a whole pie a pie in my life, and then if I want a slice, I'll say a slice. But I mean, to each their own. I know everyone's got their own lingo going on and everything.
That's crazy because when I found out that they called pizzas out there pies, I was like, yeah. And I only found that out because I watch Billions. So
and, Sicilian slices are another big thing over there. You know, the square ones, the fatter ones, yeah, for sure. And like Italian spots too. There, like they make the best chicken cutlets too.
What about the attitude? Because I know sometimes different over
yeah,
there compared
so
to here.
That's something that I've thought about a lot,
actually.
People
that go over there might take it as rudeness.
Yeah, so, like, there they definitely have an attitude to some extent for sure, but I found that people there, like, they kind of are more real and they also mean well, like... Even though they have an attitude, like, at deep down, you know, you can really tell that they're an authentic, like, nice person. Whereas opposed to here, someone might throw you a fake smile or something. And
so you're saying over here they're passive-aggressive.
Exactly. They're passive-aggressive there. Here, yeah, they're straight up, you know, like...
They'll tell you how they
they'll
feel.
They'll tell you how it is, okay. Yeah, exactly. Especially in, like, New York City. But, yeah, where I grew up, Westchester County, it's, like, a little bit... tone back from that, but you definitely did have your, you know, your big attitude, big personality people for sure.
All right, bro, let me ask you something about that real quick.
Yeah, for sure, bro.
So is it true that in New York it's like people will tell you everything, like they'll be like, man, fuck you, fuck your mom, all this shit, right? But then they don't really, sometimes they don't do nothing. It's just like a lot of barking.
Yeah, it's a lot of talk.
And
yeah.
Then so it's like, is that just like to intimidate you and shit? Because like I even feel like I've seen videos of like women talk to guys so disrespectful and I'm like, yo,
yeah,
ma, chill out, ma.
They definitely like to be very loud.
But that's
sure.
in like New York, not where you're from.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. No, but I definitely seen it because, you know, like I was there a lot. Like I said, it's only like a 30 minutes train or subway ride from where I was at. So you definitely had the people that came out of the city into like the suburbs and would show that. And I think it's just like
yo, son.
Right. Like they're just like they're just like, I'm walking here kind of thing. Right. It's like, yo, like, I'm here, like, I'm doing this, and that's what it is. And then they might not, like, necessarily press you up on it, but they're going to, like, you hear it for sure. Oh, they're going to be vocal about it. Like, they beep a lot more there, too, is what I noticed. Like, they'll beep you for anything, like, any little tiny shit. Like, you're getting beeped, like, probably going to open the window, like, start yelling at you or something. But something that I did notice, too, is... especially with, like, road rage, is that over there, they'll kind of, like, curse at you, and they'll honk at you, and then, like, 30 seconds later, they'll forget about it. Here, I feel like people hold grudges.
They
like,
follow your ass.
They'll follow you. They'll like, will not stop. Like, it's they will stay.
Passive-aggressive, right?
Yeah, they'll passive-aggressive. Like, they'll stay on your shit. They'll be, like, I don't know, man.
They won't tell you what's wrong, but they'll keep, you know something's wrong.
Yeah, for sure.
Sheesh. Interesting. Bro, so let me just shift the conversation real quick, because...
Yeah.
Man, I don't know about... I've known this guy for a few years, right? Maybe like COVID, right?
Since like
COVID?
Since like, I think 2021?
Right, a little bit there during COVID, right? And he wasn't as buff as he is right now, let me tell you, man. He's made a transformation in the last like, I would say 9 months, 10 months, right?
Just about,
I'm like, yo, bro. What
so
is your...
Stronger.
Nah, bro. He had just gained some weight on me. I was like, bro, he turned that weight to, like, mass. And I'm like, bro, what is your secret, bro? What did you do in the last 9 months that has you, like, looking like... Because I didn't believe you when you said you were a trainer before, bro.
Yeah, so I think I just, like, fell in love with the process. And, like, my confidence just skyrocketed. Like, every aspect of my life has changed for the better after I made this transformation. So I pretty much was at 245 pounds, completely sedentary. I wasn't working out at all. And
because of COVID,
like,
right?
Because of COVID, yeah.
Because
of
COVID,
I was like, I was home, not working, not doing shit. I was isolated. And as soon as I got the green light from... like my family, because that was the main reason I was trying to protect them. Like right. Everyone was paranoid, all that. We'll get into all that politics later. But anyway, I started going to the gym and I started getting.
Hold
like,
on, that. Let's get into politics now. Yeah.
they call it the newbie gains. So like once you're back, like in the first couple weeks going to the gym, that's when you're gonna get the most results. You're gonna be like making strength gains. You're gonna be losing weight. Or whatever your goals are going to be. If you want to get stronger, you're going to be getting muscle mass and all that. So as soon as I lost like the first 15 pounds, I got like addicted to going to the gym. I was like,
oh,
my
shit.
Confidence went up. Like everything went
did
up.
Did you see
like,
it in your
mood.
Gut, in your arm? Where did you see the first like, weight loss?
I mean, I was,
or was it
obviously weighing
thing?
Myself on the scale. But I mean, I was just... not necessarily that I could see it. I was also mostly looking at my muscles. Like, my biceps were growing. My chest was growing. At the same time, I guess I was losing abdominal fat, like, love handles. Wherever I had gained the weight, I was losing the weight in the same spot.
Shit.
So, and even going back to the gaming, like, my hand-eye coordination got better. My reaction time, everything. It's just, like, almost like I was taking a limitless pill, but instead of, like, taking a pill, I was... going and working out.
So hold on. You're telling me you started working out and you saw a direct correlation to you working out and better gaming results?
Yeah, absolutely.
Gaming results.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely, bro.
You can focus
everything,
more.
Like, studying,
I don't even think
it's
that. I just think, like well, yeah, you're focused,
you focus
right,
more.
For sure. But it's also, like, the strength to be, like, more precise with the joysticks, right? Like,
yeah,
shit
I
like
think
that.
It's like a mental thing, man. It's like, you're just sharper, like, you're on it. I found, like, my speech bettered a lot. Also, not only because of that, is because, like, after long conversations, I would become short of breath. Or, like, if I would walk up the stairs, I'd become short of breath. So I just found myself with a lot more energy and just clear mind and just all around, bro. Like, if you ask me if anything, like, specifically one by one, if that aspect bettered, like, in my life, I'll tell you yes. Like, sex life, like, literally you name it.
So your fiance, like, noticed that too then?
Probably, yeah. Like, like, I'm not even tripping. Like, I feel like my eyesight, like, my sense of smell, everything, my hearing. Like, I feel like I'm, like,
yeah,
a superhero.
So what PEDs are you taking then, bro? Because that's all they take to PEDs. Like, god damn,
like,
bro.
Maybe not literally. That's just, I just feel, like, heightened, you know? I feel, like, enlightened.
It's just the sweat,
like,
equity you've been putting into it.
Yeah, just, like, confidence, everything.
You work,
like,
out in the morning, or?
I've been working out around all times, but mostly in the morning, yeah. Like,
what time in the morning?
As early as, like, 8 a.m. to, like, I would say noon would be the latest I would start.
You've
my
never
workout.
Done, like, a early bird
Yeah, I used to work out 4:30 in the morning back before COVID.
You had a physique before COVID too then?
I did, but like my whole life. So first time I ever stepped foot in the gym, I think I was 14 or 15. I'm 27 now, by the way. And ever since then, it was always very inconsistent. So I'd go on for 6 months, off for five, like on for 1 year, like off for 1 year kind of thing. It was never consistent until like now I feel like this time something really sparked, you know, and it's like I'm just about passing my like record for as long as I went in 1 year kind of thing. But
every day, consistent.
Every day. Yeah. Just at least. Like, okay, if I miss a day, I'll like make up by it by doing like extra cardio, or I'll go two times in one day if I can. Right. You know, but yeah, gotta get the work in for sure. And
yeah, bro, because I'm gonna be the one to give you flowers. They don't know you, I know you.
Yeah, because you've seen the transformation.
I've seen the transformation.
Yeah.
It went from like long sleeve shirts, bro.
Right.
I'd be like, bro, you're not hot walking in here. Nah, it's cool.
It's a gun show 24/7.
And then to now, it's like, bro, a gun show. Now he's wearing the like muscle mask ones.
Yeah,
bro. Like,
absolutely. Like, and it's crazy because.
I don't even think that jersey fits you, bro. I mean, pass it over, bro.
Like, my transformation is, like, I probably would have lost even more fat if I hadn't put on muscle. Because you guys probably know muscle does weigh more than fat.
Right.
You know,
so you just converted
size.
It.
So not necessarily converted, because your muscle, I mean, your fat won't turn into muscle. Like, your fat is fat and your muscle is muscle, but... I guess the way that I was dieting and just working out, it just happened to...
You were burning more calories.
Exactly. I was probably at a calorie deficit. Mm-hmm. So I was eating less calories than I had to lose weight. But
that's the hardest part.
That is the hardest part. But I was getting enough protein to build my muscle. So that's probably the formula of how that all worked.
Did you have to do like a meal prep?
Not necessarily.
Someone that does... the word is escaping me right now.
Dieting or...
diet plans?
Intermittent fasting? Or
it's in Spanish in my head. Nutrólogo for some reason.
Oh, nutritionist.
Yes,
oh, okay.
Go.
No, yeah.
See, this is a part of speaking many languages. I'm sure you understand.
Yeah.
I helped Manny.
My mind
right now had a brain fart where it's like, I know it in Spanish. Like,
yeah,
that's it.
Just translate it, bro. And you pointed at me like,
But no, yeah, I was just more conscious of what I was eating. Like, I was eating a lot of junk. Like, I just cut off.
What's the junk? Like soda?
So like ice cream.
Fast food.
Mostly desserts. Like
I can't have milkshakes.
Any sweets. I mean.
Hold on. What about somebody like me, skinny? Like, can I eat everything then? Or should I just cut out the bullshit?
I would say focus on your macros.
He's always wanted to bulk.
Yeah.
I've been telling him under the chair. Yeah, and he's always telling me to go to the gym with him. But I just honestly, bro,
please,
sometimes
bro.
It's intimidating.
I'll go to the gym with you.
I know you. I know you're cool, but then like Leon's gonna be on the other side. Like, yeah, whatever you've been saying. And I'm like, bro, it's just intimidating to see two buff guys next to me. And I'm like, bro.
I mean, he's gone with us.
But now I'm close, bro. So we definitely need
absolutely,
to get on that horse.
Absolutely.
Like,
but yeah, I would say just focus on your macros. Focus on getting your protein in and your carbohydrates. And I would say like your simple carbohydrates from fruits and vegetables. And then your fat, you're gonna get some from your like meats as well, from your protein. But
said you're a steak guy, right?
I'm a big steak, chicken, like sausage, like ham, everything, like
so
almost
you
everything.
Cut off like processed foods?
Pretty much, I cut out processed foods, especially ice cream. I was a big sucker for ice cream.
What's wrong with ice cream?
It has a lot of calories in it. I mean, you can eat anything that you want as long as you stay within your calories range.
What does that mean, bro?
So do
English.
You like weigh all your food?
I don't. I have like a pretty good idea
some
for
like
myself.
Go to that extreme.
Yeah,
they have
I
the
do.
Scale and they
yeah,
weigh it.
I do recommend that for people that are like really trying to and have struggled, you know, trying to do it by themselves, but they couldn't do it. And if you're going like weeks and weeks dieting and you can't do it, then I would say, okay, yeah, count your calories, manage it and all that. But for myself, I'm kind of like, I know what my body kind of wants and how much it needs. And I'll just make sure that I eat a lot, you know, I mean, maybe at a point if I ever do.
I've always found this interesting. Sorry to cut you off.
No, you're good.
Every person that does like weight training or weightlifting, they always say that eat more, which is kind
of so hard for me, bro.
You know, counterintuitive to a lot of people who think like, well, dieting means I need to eat less.
Mm.
What does that eating more entail, though?
So eating more, I think when people say that, I think they're talking about specifically protein, because if you don't have enough of it, you actually will atrophy your muscles, which means lose your muscles instead of actually gaining new lean muscle. So I think there's maybe a misconception there. Because, you know, depending on your goals, if you do want to get big, though, I mean, it is helpful to eat a lot and eat as much as you want. But any excess amount of food that you eat, so if you have excess carbs, it will turn into fat. Even with protein, if you have too much protein, it will turn into fat too. But the most important thing is you don't want your muscles to get smaller, right? You want them to get bigger for the most part. So I think that's where what they're trying to say.
So how many like grams of protein do you aim for in a day?
So I aim for 1 gram of protein per body weight that I have. So I weigh around 210 ish right now. So I eat around 200 or 210 grams of protein a day.
And this is like, you're giving me trainer vibes. So this is your trainer, right, bro?
Yeah. So I'm just transitioned into personal training and fitness again. I was working with my dad in construction and carpentry for like the last, I'd say, year and a half, 2 years. And then since I lost the weight, it sparked my passion with fitness again. So I'm just building up my clientele again. I have about 2 online clients right now, and I have just 1 client that I'm training in person.
At Zoo Culture.
Yeah, at Zoo Culture. Yeah, that's
how's
right.
How's that gym? How you like that
gym? It's a dope gym. It is a little bit pricey, which is kind of like a controversial topic that I talk about with my friends, but I think that it's paid off for me, obviously, because I've won a challenge over there. Because
right there, you had to pay the whole year, right?
Actually, no. I the way my membership is I pay every month, but I actually won a challenge over there, and I won $3,000
with back who, in bro?
March. So from Steve Will Do It.
Okay, yeah, remember? Tell us about that real quick.
So yeah, I just pulled up to the gym in the afternoon. I think it was like 3:30 or 4. I had just gotten off work with my dad doing construction, and I'm familiar with this, like, I guess YouTuber's name is Steve Will Do It. He came up to me. He's like, "Hey, bro, do you want to be a part of my challenge? It's like a Mr. Beast challenge, and you can win money." And I'm like, "What the fuck? Like, how am I going to decline that?" Like, "Yeah, let's go." So they locked us in a room, put a heater on, and I had to keep my hand on this
one
guy. What?
You didn't tell me that part. There was a heater in the
room?
Yeah,
they put a heater in the room.
They did it like in a sauna type of.
Yeah, it's like a closed room. Like, if you put a wall where the cameras are, like, about that this size, it's like the posing room of the gym. Like, they locked us in the room, and the last person to take their hand off was going to win $15,000. But after an hour, they came up to me and they asked me if I wanted to get out for $3,000. And I really had to pee, and it was hot as fuck in the room, and I just took it. So that technically will pay for like the next 2.5 years of my gym membership.
So you're just holding that money to be like, yeah.
Pretty much. And like another thing too is like, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Larry Wheels, but he's one of like the pound for pound strongest like men in the world. Mm-hmm. And he holds the current world records for like deadlifting, squatting and benching, I think, for his like weight class. And like I've seen him in that gym countless amount of times. And that alone, I think, to me is priceless, because like every time I see him walk through that door, it just like sparks something in me. He's like, "Yo, I'm gonna go heavier. I'm gonna go harder than like I've been going my whole session."
So do you think like paying for that place, right?
Mm-hmm.
Paying for that place is not only the benefit of working out, but it's also like-minded people.
For sure,
because I know it's a different atmosphere than, you know, going to like another commercial regular gym,
right?
Because where did you go to before that?
I went to Equinox.
And how was the difference? What's the difference that you see?
I would say the biggest thing is now Zoo Culture. They're definitely focused on like people that want to make content there, which is a big. Well, when I signed up, it wasn't a selling point for me, but now that I started doing my live workouts on Twitch, you know, I can set up my tripod and film all I want. And actually, when you join that gym, you sign a waiver and say that you don't mind if you're like in anybody's video, and they can use that like content as much as they want, like, and you can't really do anything about it. So Zoo Culture is definitely a gym for it's not only for people that want to make content, but it's an incentive for people that do want to make content and feel like, you know, they have like the freedom to do so and not to be judged, worried or have any problems like with whatever, you know. And it
like
does,
what was happening a few months ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where you were having these women come out, you know, because I know it does happen in certain gyms, but there were some ones where it was false accusations. Mm-hmm. Where they were claiming, oh, this guy looked at me like that or that. Right.
Because he did look at her like that.
No one wanted to help anymore. Mm-hmm. No one, like, there's been situations where, like, women are asking for help,
yep.
and no one wants to help them because it's like, well, yeah. I don't know if this is a prank.
Mm-hmm.
Or I don't know. Like, so I think that idea kind of takes that fear away where it's like, well, you know what we do here. Like, this might happen, you know. So, like, you're told from the jump.
Totally. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. But, yeah, it's those, like, being with those like-minded individuals. And, you know, people may associate the people that go to the gym that I go to. It's a powerlifting gym. They may think everyone's, like, really big and intimidating. But, you know, I did go to several other commercial gyms, like, throughout my life, like LA Fitness, back in New York Sports Club. I've been to Crunch a few times. And I would say that I've met more people in, like, this past 4 months that I have at this gym than my entire life back at all the other commercial gyms put together. Everyone has been a lot more, like, welcoming and, like, encouraging, motivating, and, like, truly, like, is, like, a community, you know? Mm-hmm. Whereas I feel like the other ones, there's kind of some sort of hostility and, like, tension between.
Like, everybody wants to be isolated. Everyone, leave me alone. Don't bother
exactly,
me working out.
Like, everyone's doing their own thing. Like, not that everyone's not doing their own
thing.
Is
this one open 24 hours?
This one is not. I think they open at 6 and they close at 11.
Okay.
And then on the weekends, they close earlier. But, yeah, I mean, it's been working out for me. I mean, I was getting my workouts in either way at Equinox, but I feel like when I change my environment and scenery and everything and just, like, my overall...
Yeah, you went to another level, bro.
Yeah, I just definitely,
but that's,
yeah.
That's the whole point of like-minded people, because mm-hmm. the people that are there are focused. They're there to actually work
yeah,
out.
Yeah, for sure.
I feel like at Equinox, it was more like you got high-paying weight people
luxury,
and, like, luxury.
More,
it's
yeah,
more like
yeah.
people want to be private. They don't want to, you know,
absolutely.
You're paying for privacy at there.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like how, sorry to interrupt you guys.
Yeah,
but,
of course.
I like how you mentioned with Larry Wheeler, when you see him,
mm-hmm.
you get that little motivational spark. And
yep.
Recently, I used to go to the gym with these guys, you know, Byron, Maury, and Manny. But
who
I
did you see, bro?
I moved to Palmdale.
Mm.
So, like, you know, now it's on my own to go
yep.
push myself even more. And if I feel like if I have still enough energy in me, and if I walk out knowing I could have pushed myself more, I always say to myself, if I walk out right now, someone else is doing the harder work than I am.
Yep.
That pushes me farther, and like just you saying that motivates me more, like, you know,
hell yeah,
to get like another rep in or
absolutely
like up the weight more, because
absolutely
right now my new record for benching is 45.
Okay.
And then squatting is 45 as well, so
dude, keep it up. Yeah, let's get it. Yeah, hell yeah, I love that.
Yeah, this guy, when he started with us, he was scared, and I get it. Like, you're starting to work out, you feel fear of pushing mm-hmm. weight, and I was always like, yo, you could do more. He'd be like, no, man, just, like, I remember when we would do the bench press, he would like to put only 15s, right, on each side. And I would look at him, and I'd be like, Anthony, I know you can push more. He'd be like, no, that's it.
People underestimate this a lot.
And then I started, like, look, man, just put 20s. See if you can do it. And then he was able to do it. I'm like, all right, let's just put the 25s.
Yeah.
And every time, every workout we would do, he would put less. And I'd be like, nah, you could put more.
You got it, yeah.
You know, you could put more. And I was like you're underestimating, like, your ability. And I enjoyed seeing that in him of, like, all right, yeah, I can push more. And I would challenge him. I'm like, dude, I'm a big guy too, man. Like, look at me pushing. I know that you can push more, bro.
Yes, sir.
You know? So, yeah, that's the thing. I've seen that growth in him that he's talking, and now he's able to push 45 plates.
Absolutely.
You know? So, yeah, it's always good to see that type of growth.
Absolutely, yeah. And another thing, too, with me is, like, I'm going to just be transparent, man. I feel like I'm, like, Goku training as a Super Saiyan, man. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like I'm, like, if I keep training for, like, 10 or 20 more years, like, I will literally, like, be doing, like, some handstand push-ups like Goku or some shit. Like, I don't know, man. It's just very empowering. So, I love it. And, I like to, like, motivate as many people as I can. That's where I'm kind of getting at with the live streams things. Mm-hmm. Like, if you see me out there working, like, just know that you can work too. And, you know, I have kind of, like, the ideal environment where I'm in, like, this beautiful gym, brand new equipment. But, you know, you don't even need all that. I was watching some other people doing some fitness live stream the other day, and I ran into this guy that lives in Brazil. He's Brazilian, and he was doing deadlifts. Like, he had a broomstick, and on the ends of the broomstick, he had, like, bleach bottles, like, these big things, and he was getting the work done, and he was ripped as fuck, and, like,
I've seen that, but not in Brazil. I've seen another one where, like, they don't have anything, so it's like pole that just has concrete on each side. They don't even know how much it weighs,
and they're shredded.
Just doing reps.
Yeah, they don't know what supplements are. I mean, obviously they're not on steroids because
they're just cut.
Yeah, they're just cut. And they have like great genetics. I mean, that's another thing that will take you a long way too is genetics. But which I like personally.
So
think,
did you like figure out like what is your body type and what best fits your build?
Not like I didn't do any tests, but I did go to a personal training school back in 2017, 2018 up here in Reseda, and they did teach you about like the different types of body types. And I like figured out I was a mesomorph, which means that like I put on muscle pretty easily. And just other than that, no, not really. Haven't really done any tests like that to find out like where I'm at.
And the clients that you're doing, you have to always take them to zoo culture, or do you go to other
No,
gyms
not
or?
Necessarily. No, I just am training this one guy at zoo culture. He's doing powerlifting, and I kind of just met him over there. And my online clients are just like family friends that I know from back home. Okay. And that's where I'm at right now. I'm still trying to figure out if I want to train at like a commercial gym or if I'm going to just be doing like mobile clients, going to their house or going to parks and training them there. But at the moment, yeah, I'm just at the gym. I'm working out. That's where I got my clients.
Since you do content, have you done like a review, like what your experience on review on like different gyms?
You know what? I haven't, but that's actually a good idea. That
I was just thinking because you talked about all the ones.
Yeah, let's do it.
That you've done. You know, you said, well,
let's go to Crunch first, bro.
Yeah.
You said I've been to Crunch, LA Fitness. Mm-hmm. The New York one that you mentioned,
right.
Equinox, Zoo Culture. Mm-hmm. So it's like you've gotten to see the different types of equipment they have. What do they offer, you know?
Right.
And who is their target audience?
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, like, I know some Byron sometimes goes to Planet Fitness because he has that as well. But it's like he's always told me, like, most of the machines there are, like, assisted.
Mm.
Where they're, like, assisted.
I feel like it's like for like beginners.
Yeah, like for people beginners who don't know, like, and elderly. Like, you know,
yeah.
Where it's like assisted equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that you do, there's like, oh, it'll catch it for you. You understand?
Yeah,
what I mean.
I totally get it. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure there's a terminology out there for it. I just don't know it.
Yeah.
But like, you know, you go to like a Crunch gym, you know, or you go to Gold's gym, you know, that those are more for powerlifting, you know. So that's what I'm saying. That's like, what is their target audience? What is the difference?
Yeah, that's
in the
a great idea.
Have,
yeah,
you know?
I would love to do a video like that one day for sure. Yeah.
Go to what are your tempo of favorite workouts, bro? Like
my favorite workouts, I think right now, I've been loving deadlifts because it's just, I mean, with most people, deadlifting is like the heaviest you can go with like any other movement, and like every week now, I've been like lifting more and more. And there's just, like, not a better feeling of, like, lifting a heavy weight and, like, getting it up off the ground. And once you get it up off the ground, knowing that it's going to come all the way up and, like, you did it, like, that's just so rewarding.
What's
like,
the max right now?
Right now I just hit 455 on Saturday. Yeah.
What's your max, Mauricio?
315.
But
315?
Yeah.
Not far off.
I definitely have more in the tank, though. I think I'm going to be at 500 real soon.
315 took me. That shit, it took the first time I tried it, I failed.
Oh, yeah.
I took a little breather.
I think me too.
Did it again, and I got that
shit.
Yeah,
it's
because
rewarding.
It was a mental
yeah.
thing
it's,
at first, for
yeah,
sure, bro. Because 315,
yeah.
like, I have this homie from
shit,
the church
nah,
that he's younger than me, and he's doing 315 like nothing.
Yeah,
so
bro.
I
like,
was doing two plates and a 25 with this guy, and he would see that. He was like, bro, you got three plates in you.
Mm-hmm.
So I tried it out, and...
Yes, sir.
What you deadlift in, Byron?
Me, my max is 275.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, I just saw, I know this 17-year-old that goes to Zoo Culture. He just did a powerlifting competition, and he, I think, squats, like, 460. He deadlifts like 560, and he benches like 17? Almost 300. Yeah, he's 17 years old, and he's like skinnier than I am. Like,
how do you feel about those accidents you see on Instagram where people are like? I just saw one recently. I was about to send it to you the other day. This girl was she was doing the leg press.
I want you to have the nightmare.
Nah, I didn't send it to you just because I totally forgot. But it was like she was leg pressing, and then that shit like folded her, bro.
Oh damn!
I don't know if you've seen that.
It's very dangerous, actually.
I sent it to the group chat. I mean,
it's like. Ego lifting, right?
I was about to say, like,
yeah. I mean, it's dangerous. Like, people have died. I saw this one video. This lady, she was on the Smith machine. I don't know if you know what that is. It's the one. It's like a regular bar, but it's like guided on
assisted.
Yeah, it's assisted weight. Yeah,
for like squatting and stuff.
And she had a personal trainer, so I guess that's down on trainer negligence. So he loaded up. I think like. I don't remember how much it was, like 400 and something pounds. Oh, and she got under it to squat, and that shit just crushed her. And she died, bro. So it's serious. Like, I mean, there are some that I laugh at on Instagram, of course. They're funny, but like in the end, they're okay. But in this case where I saw this video, it kind of scared me. Yeah, like she legit died. And it was on the trainer because he loaded up way too much weight. And she was like, I think this 40-year-old lady. So, I mean, it is. It's,
why are you putting 450 on a 40-year-old
It's on the trainer. It's like, but... It's tragic. Like, we do laugh, but, you know, I think it is a serious matter. And
it's like, it was mine.
It's sad. Like, yeah, it could be, like, that could have been my mom. Like, it could have been my mom, or I don't know. Like
he was like, all right, not up. Wow.
But,
what the hell?
Yeah, just, you got to just be smart about it. And, like, I mean, there's plenty of content out there, gym fails.
Yeah,
and stuff.
The other thing, too, like, because I've also seen videos where they tell you, like, certain workouts not to do because there's a lot of. And the leg press is one that I've always heard that there's a lot of injuries down the line with the leg press. To be careful with it.
Totally.
Like, to, like, yeah, to, you can do it, but don't overdo it. Like,
absolutely.
Because I've also, they talk about how, like, there's a lot of lower back injuries. Because you're not in a natural position.
Right.
To be pushing that weight off.
Mm-hmm.
And because you're not in a lateral position, they talk about how, like, a lot of people get a lot of lower back pain.
Yeah, absolutely,
because of it.
Yeah.
So they're like, if you're starting to feel that, go lower. Like, it doesn't matter, you know?
Are there any workouts that you particularly try to stay away from because of that? Or,
yeah,
because
I would,
of injuries?
I would say, like, shrugs. Because, like, I feel like... So shrugging will work your upper traps, right? And I just feel like doing a lot of movements, you'll kind of compensate and work that already anyway. And, like, I've always experienced a lot of shoulder pain after I did do shrugs. I mean, it does get my traps to pop a lot, but I haven't trained shrugs in, like, 2 years.
Question,
and,
bro.
I still have some pretty good traps, so.
Is every day arm day?
I mean, to some extent, yeah, because, like, yeah.
Just because what I'm looking at right now, bro. It looks like every day is arm day to you,
I mean,
bro.
Yeah. If
you got to pick up the weight.
Right.
Put it on.
But also, like.
Take it off. Put it down. So it's all, every day is arm day.
Pretty much, yeah.
Pretty much, bro. Because every workout
I told you, Leon.
I mean, to some extent, yeah, obviously, like.
I mean, you could target, like, certain muscles, but you're still going to use your arms. Like, say you're doing rows for the back. Like, yeah, you're targeting
your back.
But you
expect your back.
But you're still using your arms.
You expect your shoulders to grow a hand or some shit?
Yeah.
Even the weight or something? Or what, bro? Like,
even in like,
if you've been to his gym, you'll see some guys with arms on their shoulders.
Right.
Arms, hands, bro.
Arms, shoulders, legs, everything, bro. You'd be like, what the hell kind of trap is that off the other
trap? Their biceps have biceps.
Yeah.
Shit.
But,
Larry Wills, right?
Yeah. I mean, hence, no, he Larry actually Wills. Tore his bicep.
At the
I
saw.
Yeah.
He got a video where, like, let's sit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So how do you fix that?
So, I mean, I think he did have a surgery.
Ouch.
But the way that it, like, healed, it literally looks like his bicep has another bicep coming off of it. So he has, like, a double bicep peak.
Oh.
But, yeah, it's crazy.
Have you ever had an injury?
Let's see. I did have a few, like, minor rotator cuff injuries. Other than that, not really.
Thank God.
Yeah, thank God. I mean, I did remember when I broke my pinky toe.
Bruh.
I stubbed it.
Yeah, you was out for, what, six
weeks?
Was
like,
weight fell on it? Or?
No, I was literally walking in my house and...
Kicked something.
I think, like, yeah, I was walking pretty fast and I just kicked the corner of, like, the coffee table or something.
Yeah,
and my toe literally fractured.
I remember walking. I remember seeing you walk in the shop with one Jordan. I was like, what's going on here, bro?
Yeah, bro, it was rough. But, I couldn't do legs for like 6 weeks. But
so you're still working.
I was still working out with the broken toe.
You did the Conor McGregor, huh?
How
long do you see, like, You see yourself working out now consistently for the rest of your life, or
yeah, I think I'm committed now. It's like it's almost
it's
going
a lifestyle.
On. Yeah, it's a lifestyle. Like it just is so rewarding, man. It's like I can't explain it with words. It's just crazy and it's so empowering. Like I recommend everyone try to do something for their fitness, whether it be a sport, you know, at least like go on a walk, something. Because like I'm telling you, your mood will get a lot better, like your
mentality. Endorphin.
Yeah, everything, yeah. Man. It's like once you, it's like even more rewarding when you set a goal and you achieve it, you know. And it's like you just want more and more and more. Like my goal, you know, I wanted to be able to chest press the 100-pound dumbbells, and now like now I did that. Now I want to move to 110, and like I'm pretty much I did 110 for a few reps. So next one's 120. So it's like a game to me. And the dumbbells now at Zoo, they go all the way up to 200. So I'm gonna, you know, like maybe by the time I'm like 40, I'll be up there. Who knows? But
that's why,
yeah, it's like I'm very much addicted to it at this point. It's like
that's a good addiction to have.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, man, it's just gotta love it, man.
Can now you go up the stairs now without?
Yeah, I can go up the stairs. And another thing too is, I was in the pool like around last year. It's been around a year from now, and I could only hold my breath underwater for like 35 seconds, and I just did it again, and I'm like past a minute now too.
Oh,
so like shit. That's I think they lung call capacity. That your VO2, yeah, your lung capacity, VO2 max, all that good stuff. Yeah, man, it's just like a blessing for sure.
Well, during the pandemic as well, I had to move. So when I moved, now I live on the second floor. That was the one thing too, mm-hmm. where it's like I would get to the top of the stairs and I'd be like,
yep.
Now, because I've been living there, I'm like, bam, 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 you know, I get up there and I'm like, okay, I'm good now.
There you go.
You know, but it's interesting to see that change too as well. It's like, most people, I used to have a saying that I like to say, which now I don't anymore, but I used to like saying, stairs are the enemy. Because it's like, it's just like, yeah, I gotta claw those, you know. Like,
yeah.
I say that. Like,
yeah, I feel you.
Stairs are the enemy.
Yeah.
You know? But either way, you know, now I'm like, okay, cool. Like, all right, I can do this. I can do that, you know.
It's all mental, bro. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It is. It's true. It's true.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you use any creatine or?
I do. I do take creatine and pre workout, yeah. Let's see. Other than that, not
do
really.
Your parents go like, are you taking drugs?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I mean at this
point, bro, that's like the trend.
Yeah,
every
they do.
Parent that sees you taking that thinks that you're taking some sort of drug, and it's
right.
Like, no, this is good for my body.
That was funny. When I was in high school, my mom was giving me protein. I didn't even know it.
Oh yeah,
she was giving me these. It was like she would make a shake. It was basically a shake that she'd make, and then we had banana in it, and then like looking back at it, that's what it was.
It was like whey protein?
Yeah, it was like...
Or like maybe a different type?
Yeah, yeah, but it was like a protein where it also had like these more. Other like nutrients and shit.
That's
but
how
it
you
was,
got big?
Yeah.
But this was only like in the last year of high school I remember one of our cousins sold this thing to her. I think you know what I'm talking about.
She just didn't know. She would just toss it in
well,
there.
Well, like he recommended it to her. He recommended it to her because he was like, you know, so he was like, this is good for like his age and all that stuff.
Yeah, totally.
And I only know it because later on I tried something like that and I tried it without the banana and you can taste the protein more.
I see.
You know what I mean? And then I was like, oh, this is what. And my mom, there was a couple of times that we didn't have bananas, so she gave it to me and I was like, why is this tasting? Oh, we didn't have bananas. And
she's like, I see. So would you say you bulked up during that time?
A little bit, but at that time I wasn't.
He's a little fat ass back then.
I wasn't really working out.
He's a little fat ass back then.
Once I got out of high school, like a year after that.
For sure.
But now, like, I implemented a lot more.
Yeah. And kind of going, kind of similar to that with what you're saying, but there's a misconception out there that, you know, when you're growing and you're maybe even when you're a kid to not work out, that it stunts your growth. But they've already had studies and they debunked it. It's a myth. Like you can lift, you can
fucking
even lie. Lift
my dad lied to me,
as
man.
A kid, you know,
fucking
as long as
to
you're
me,
maintaining proper form, there's really nothing wrong with it and it will not stunt your growth.
I remember
they
used to say that in high school. They'd be like, oh, don't
lift
short.
Yeah.
You're gonna get short.
Yeah. And then you would see this little short kid that's jacked, and you're like, oh, it's true. You see, he's.
Yeah.
He's
true. Fuck yeah.
I've never seen that shit. He's short. It's because he's lifting weights. Like,
this stereotype
kids. Yeah. But no, it's completely not true at all. So, you know, if you do have kids, you know, don't be scared that it's going to stunt their growth. Yeah, get them into something, you know, gymnastics, anything. It doesn't have to be weightlifting, but
yeah, I sent them a video, I think about a week ago about it. It's a couple, they're into fitness. They just had a baby, and they were putting their baby to just hold the bar.
Oh shoot!
And
yeah.
The mom was just like this, like she wasn't holding her, just had her hands ready for when she was gonna let go, but just had the baby just holding the
hanging,
bar, and like
yeah.
they were counting how many seconds she can hold it, and it's just interesting to see how that baby was just gripping there until she was like, all right, that's it. But it's like already at that age, implementing that mentality.
How do you feel about calisthenics, bro?
Calisthenics are great. I think that it's not for everybody because, I mean, it wasn't even for me about a year ago when I was at 245 pounds. I couldn't do one pull-up. But, you know, I think that you can regress it and you can kind of use your legs to assist it and maybe step up on a box and start there. I mean, which still does count as calisthenics. And you can do push-ups as well on, like, higher surfaces so that you're at an incline. So I guess, I mean, it can be for everybody, but you have to know where to start and just start with, like, what's appropriate for you. So it might not be a strict pull-up. Maybe you have to shorten the range of motion a little bit. Maybe you have to use the the one that you kneel on top and, you know, it helps you get up and down. And so maybe you'll start there. But I think that it's something that it's actually really good for getting started with your fitness journey because you don't really need a gym, right?
Facts.
You can do it like you can get a little bench or your chairs, your sofa, your bed. You can get set up right there. And
yeah, cause I feel like every time I get back into it, that's what I start. Like I've been on 2 weeks of calisthenics already, and I'm like, just
there
so
go,
I feel like when I get into the gym, I don't feel like the bar's too heavy for me.
Yeah, absolutely.
The last time I was in the gym, beginning of the year, that was one of the things that I surprised myself. I did calisthenics for a
there
whole month
go,
before
yep.
I went in, and then I went in, and these guys, my brother was putting weights on the bar. I was like, oh
yeah,
shit.
I mean, it's the basics, right? It's
exactly.
Like one of the first things you learn in gym class,
right?
Which is like another thing too. I kind of wanted to talk about is like. Nowadays, gym programs, especially in like middle school and high school, they have weightlifting class, which I think they started introducing at least back in New York, by the time I was in high school, they started introducing that. But for example, I don't know, maybe people that are in their 40s, maybe when they were in school, they didn't have that or something.
Right.
I don't know about you guys when you were in high school. Did they have a weightlifting class?
We had weightlifting.
Nah.
Nah, not when I was there.
I had it 11.
Unless you were in a sport. You
right.
did weightlifting.
But I feel
there
like...
there wasn't that during PE, though.
I see.
PE, I honestly... Because I had 1 year that had PE. It was what you... If, like, you asked the PE instructor if
coach?
He... Yeah, like...
Teacher?
Yeah, you ask him, like, yo, can I get in the weight room?
Okay, I see.
And then he'll... But it was, like, he's watching you, and then sometimes he wouldn't let you. Mr. Mocha wouldn't let people because he'd be like, I can't be in two areas at once.
Yep.
So he'd be like, I need to get enough of the students that want to come into the weight room for me to be like, all right, I'm going to open the weight room.
Yeah, but they would do that when it's, like 3 days. If the teacher didn't have a schedule.
Facts.
I see.
So, like, usually, like, because me and him went to the same high school. So
but I was in sports majority of the year, so it was different.
So, when I was in PE...
I had Mando weight room.
Like, they made, most of the majority of the time, it was, like, you either ran, or, like, you ran on the track, or you did, like... They would have you play basketball on the basketball courts.
Got you.
They would make you just do stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
That was more like, all right, it's a free day, because they would do that sometimes. So they're like, all right, we're going to just let you do whatever you want to do. Because, I don't know, I guess the teacher didn't want to teach. I don't know.
Right.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
But during those free days, they would do what he's saying, where they would be like, if you want to use the weight room, you can. And there was, a supervisor.
I see.
What period did you have PE for?
I had it, and I always hated that I had it during that time. It was third period.
Oh, so you had it early, yeah.
Yeah.
If you had a PE,
remember?
Fifth and sixth period,
yeah.
Or even
that's already the end. Of the
I also game. Had a zero period, so I got to get to the weight room before everybody. Yeah, but I was playing. Like I said, I was playing ball for the school.
Yeah,
so it was different. But
yeah, I still remember it.
Yeah, man, I don't remember any of the periods I had anything back in the day.
For real?
Yeah.
The only reason I remember it is because I did it all my 4 years, even though I was supposed to. I'm talking mainly my senior year, that one, but you're only supposed to do it for two. But I took it as an elective because I was like, that's an easy class.
Got you.
So I did it all 4 years. Yeah.
Got you.
Bro, what's the next thing you're going to do? Are you going to open your own gym? Is that the goal one day?
Let's see.
Do you want to bust a Bradley Martin?
The next thing that I want to do is I think I want to focus in on that online coaching and motivating and helping people, guiding people out that way, you know, making programs for them.
So are you already doing reels?
Reels. I did do a few weeks or months ago, but right now I'm focusing my content on those live streams.
The reason I'm asking is you're saying motivation. I mean, yep. That's usually a reel.
Oh, yeah, you know, for sure.
The motivational clip.
Absolutely.
Like, you can motivational clip of the day or whatever, mm-hmm. Robert, whatever you want to call it, you know, or whatever you want to call your fan base.
No, he's going to be like, who's picking up the boat? Who's
carrying the boat? Yeah, yeah. You don't know me, son. Yeah, no, that would definitely be dope. But Goggins, I guess like where I'm trying to get at is like
I can't imagine.
Did he inspire you as well, Goggins?
Goggins, you know, I didn't actually find out about him until like a month ago. But really? Definitely.
His mentality is insane. Like,
absolutely, yeah. That guy is just built different for sure. And when I did finally discover him like a month ago, absolutely.
And the thing is that he said he wanted to change because he used to be fat. And it's like. And that's the thing. He talks about, like, he's like, I meet a lot of people who say they're doing things. Then I go, they're not doing that.
right.
You know, and that's the other thing. You were talking about, you talked about confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that they say that brings confidence is keeping your word. Because when you keep your word, it means that you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Which then gives you confidence to continue to do whatever you want to achieve. Because you're keeping your word to yourself. So when you say, okay, I want to do this much, but you can't keep your word to that, then you lose confidence because then you're like, well, I didn't achieve that, so then how can I achieve the next thing?
Right.
So then that's when you're saying, like, oh, I wanted to lose weight, and it just became addicting to achieve and achieve and achieve, and that, and it's like, I felt more confident. It was the fact that you're keeping the word to yourself.
Absolutely.
And that's what gives you confidence.
Absolutely, bro, yeah. And that's something that, I mean, everyone can relate to here because we've all gotten haircuts, especially Enzo. He gives haircuts. But when you get a haircut, you come out, you're looking fresh, look in the mirror, and that instant boost right there. So I think there's you can compare that with, like, fitness, your fitness goals, too. It's like, yes, sir, look at that. Look at that shit. Clean.
I did that.
Clean. But, yeah, it's same applies in the gym. So you go to the gym. And, you know, you get the pump, you look at yourself in the mirror, you're like, yo, let's go. Like, it's the same thing, man. It's like, you look at yourself in the mirror, and I think that's one of the biggest things that...
Do you want to get bigger?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yo, yeah. Me?
Yeah, you
if I want to get bigger? Yeah, I want to get...
arms
bigger? I want everything, bro. I want to get bigger. I want to get leaner. I want to get stronger. I want to get more endurance. I want to get better abs. I want everything, bro. Like,
so you got a six-pack already?
Yeah, I have like a four-pack going.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Yes,
okay.
Sir. You know, even though I did lose the weight, I just did bulk like the last month. So I'm back up to like around 215 now, but I'm going to get back down to 200. Probably I'll be at like 205-ish because I did gain some muscle on the bulk. But yeah, we're just focusing on getting that body fat percent down right now. I'm at about like 18 and a half right now, maybe 19. So we're going to try to get that down to like, I think 11 is going to be like my next big marker for at least the body fat percentage.
I'm asking a very personal question.
Yeah, yeah, let me hear it.
Did your performance get better in other areas?
Oh, absolutely, bro.
That earlier,
yeah.
Bro.
Well, no, I kind of said before that my sex drive, so like my libido, like I was, you know, a lot more like had that sex drive, but also performance wise, when it was time, you know, to lay it down, like everything, like yeah, especially my endurance, like it could go all day, man. It's like look at my watch, like type shit, like
you're like I'm
not getting winded. I'm not getting winded.
She done came so many times.
It's like yeah,
we're
it's like
talking about earlier, like you get cramped in the legs.
Yeah. You get cramped in the thighs. You yeah, get the like, calves.
Yeah, it's like no, it's like. Not only that, but yeah, then I'm like ready for round two if I need to, like all
bro's
that.
Bro's making so, it into
yeah.
a workout.
Damn,
like,
yeah.
Like,
yeah, you have second rounds and third rounds.
Yeah, if needed, you know, oh, but like, shit. Yeah, man, it's, you know, the
I've
vibes.
Only guys around two.
I've never heard of those.
I've only gone to round two. I've never gone like round three. I'm like, yeah. Damn, bro, I'm going to sleep.
Are we talking about in general this, your whole lifetime, or are we talking about?
No, I'm talking about now that I'm married. It's like,
okay,
remember I had an addiction issue, right?
No, so, I'm just wondering, bro.
She
you
now
were talking in generalities where I'm like, was this your whole lifetime, bro?
Like, nah, she'd be like now, like now that I'm sober, like no pills and nothing, right? She'd be like, like are you okay? Are you, taking something? And I'm like, nah, because you know how you see all these like commercials, like the what's that?
The Blue Chew.
I was about to say, you need a Blue Chew, bro?
Nah, I don't take nothing, bro. But honestly,
at least we think for a third round, you need a Blue Chew?
No, I'm just I'm just wondering. Recently, I went for like, I think it was like, bro, I personally feel like I fell asleep. But
he was old, bro.
It was round three. You know what I'm saying? I personally feel like, because the next day I woke up like butt naked still. I was like, bro, what happened, bro? And then
this fool,
bro, a couple days later, she's like just commenting, telling me like, hey, yo, like, I've noticed the change, but I'm just, you know, now that you're saying that working out aspect, bro, I could probably get that every day if I work out every day, bro. I'll be dope, bro. Yeah. Then she'll be like, oh, my God. I should keep my eyes off you, Enzo. That's what I want.
Yeah, and another thing, too, is, like, with that, I mean, same with eating, too, is, like, if you want to get bigger, you got to eat, but what's going to trigger the eating is once you burn those calories in the gym and you get that work in, I can almost guarantee you that you will want to eat. So, especially
let's say
you're doing,
you don't have an appetite, because me today, bro, like today I had a shitty appetite and like I have that shit constantly and I don't know if it's the stress that I'm under, but I can't eat sometimes. So you're saying if I just fuck it, go work out, my body's going to be like, you need to eat.
Maybe, exactly. So first of all is like I would recommend getting a meal before the workout, so that pre-workout meal. And then once you do your workout, you also want to make sure you add some cardio in there too, because those, the combination of
those. Question, what about those people that say like, hey, work out in an empty stomach in the morning before, you, I'm talking about like you go at 5 a.m., you go on an empty stomach.
Yeah, I would honestly have been on both sides of that. So I used to think, I used to be one of those people that was like, oh, I don't need to eat breakfast. I can work out on an empty stomach. And I did that for a good like 3 or 4 months. And then once I actually did start eating breakfast before, it was just like night and day. Like I was lifting heavier, I was going longer, like better quality workouts.
Because everybody says that when you do that, right, or you know what is heard is you're only burning off what you just ate. Compared to you working out on an empty stomach, you're actually burning fat.
Because
you don't have food in your stomach.
You know, I don't think that's necessarily true. I think that as long as, like, you're in with within that calorie deficit, doesn't really matter how soon or how late you eat. It's all going to be it's all going to balance out in the end. It's going to be kind of irrelevant if you had the, let's say your breakfast is 300 calories. It's going to be irrelevant if you had your 300 calories before or after. It's still, the weight loss is still going to work the same way with the calorie deficit being like the main thing that you have to focus on for sure. So yeah, there are some misconceptions, like some myths out there, but
yeah, because they say like, oh, your insulin activates as soon as you start eating.
Yeah, and I have seen some studies on that, and I think that they're the amount of like insulin spike and all that and everything that they saw was there was a spike, but it was insignificant to contribute to the long-term goals, you know. It was negligible for sure, but in my personal experience, I would recommend like at least a protein bar or like a protein banana, or some juice or, you know, something definitely will help you get through your workout a little bit better for sure.
Okay.
Banana.
Yeah, banana, fruit, like strawberries, nuts. Like,
what about cookies?
Cookies, bro. Yeah, I mean, if you got a big lift, like if you got like a one rep max and you're trying to go really heavy, like definitely carb up, especially the night before. Like you could eat, like that's why you see all these athletes like eat pasta before, like, you know, a big, maybe not maybe before an event, but practice, you know, they're recovering, getting their carbs in.
We saw that in the
replenishing,
Flash. The Flash, since he's running so hard, he has to carb over.
Yeah, you got to carb up. Yeah, you got to, that's where the carbs come in. It's
you
like,
saw the Flash?
Not the new one. I want to see, I did see the new Spider-Man though.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it was really good. Yeah.
You seen it, Manny?
Yeah.
That shit was really, really good.
I really like the Jordans in that movie.
Yeah, dope. Yeah. The zipper one?
Yeah,
that was dope.
Kid Cudi got them already.
I think
Jordan sent him a pair.
Yeah, I think what's his face? Childish Gambino made an appearance, I think, on that one. Yeah, that was pretty dope.
In the movie?
In the movie,
like a
spoiler alert.
It's already been a few weeks, man.
Yeah, come on now.
I haven't seen it.
I think it was like verse like some universe 1999, like Prowler, like where Tom Holland is. That's a Prowler. Like he's a Prowler in that one.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yes, sir. But if you guys have any questions, please let me know. Even like if you can't think of him right now, please like feel free to DM me.
Where can people find you, bro?
You can find me on Instagram, Bruno_S_Pizzol, P-I-Z-O-L. Or on Twitch, you can find me at Train with Bruno, all in one word.
Let's get it, man.
Yes, sir.
Bruno, I appreciate you coming over, man.
Of course, yeah. Please,
a couple questions. Okay, go ahead. Let me know.
Two personal questions.
Of course, yeah, absolutely.
I don't know if you said it and I missed it. Mm-hmm. What was the main reason that you started hitting the gym?
A lot of people
are like, oh, I started because I hated the way I look. Mm-hmm. I started because of a heartbreak and then this.
Yeah,
and that.
So that's a great question. So there's not just one thing, but it was a mix of so many things. So it was the pandemic. Like, I was isolated, and you know, I do have this athletic background where even before the pandemic, I was, you know, I was a soccer coach. I trained like little kids, taught them how to play soccer. And then pandemic came through and it just crushed everything. And then it was a combination of losing the weight, you know, getting stronger, getting my muscle back, having fun, because I truly do enjoy like going to the gym. Like back in the day, like if I was really bored and I had nothing to do at home, I would play video games. Nowadays, I'll go to the gym, even though if I already went that day, I'll go get a quick pump. And I just truly enjoy everything about it, pumping the iron, you know, socializing while I'm there with, you know, the people that I have met along the way, and just looking good and feeling good, man. It's not one thing, but it's a combination of all those things for sure.
And then the second part of my question would be, someone like me, because I want to start my dieting, mm-hmm. I've heard that if you are in a calorie deficit, you can't go less or exceed than 1,500 calories.
So, okay, so... that is a great question as well. So with the calorie thing, I think it's about 3,500 calories is equal to 1 pound of body fat, right? Or of body weight. So I think when they're saying with the 1,500 is you don't want to lose weight too quickly, right? So you want to make sure it's nice and steady. So maybe for like the average person, you want to only stay around minus 500 calories deficit. So then within a week, you'll still lose around 3 pounds. So if you lose 3 pounds a week, that's a very like consistent and easy way to track your calories. So yeah, I guess each person is different. So for example, like me, there's sometimes I'll even eat like 4,000 calories in a day. So if I have 1,500 calories less in one day, it might be not as significant as someone that only has, let's say, 2,500 calories in a day. So I think... in that aspect, it's very objective because everyone has different goals and different body types, different weights and all that. So it's really like not a formula that one size fits all kind of thing. It's like you have to really break it down and dissect like person by person, goal by goal, and go from there. So it's a little bit of a tricky one, but that's a great question nonetheless.
When it comes to your diet, bro... mm-hmm. Do you also implement like seafoods, like for that omega, or Absolutely. Do you also eat salads as well?
Absolutely, yeah. So I do. My fiance's favorite food is a salad. She eats salad every day, so I will have some of her own salad to get those greens in. I love broccoli as well, and then with the fish thing, it's like I'll eat fish maybe 2 or 3 times a week, including like when I have sushi. But on the days that I don't have fish, I do have my omega-3 fatty acids that I take in like pill form. So. That's a great supplement for
sure. Yeah, I was going to say, what as far as supplements are like, what's your... Because, like, there's the multivitamins that mm-hmm. I've heard is a lot of bullshit. That you read. It's better you take, like, the individual shit.
Yeah, or you can get it from your diet, of course, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely, yeah.
Yeah, so with the supplements, I really highly recommend creatine to everybody. You don't even have to be working out for you to take it, because there's plenty of benefits. Creatine, it's one of the most studied... supplements out there. I do pre-workout before my workouts. It's caffeine. You could literally take coffee if you want. And in the pre-workout, there are some supplements. There's one called L-citrulline, which helps with blood flow, and it's they call it like for your pump. Like it helps like pump your veins up a little bit more. And that's about it. Don't go too crazy with the supplements other than that. And same with like steroids. Like I don't take any steroids. Like I probably won't until like my testosterone levels start declining. I don't know how old I'll be, but I've never tracked my test levels, but maybe once I'm like 40, I'll start tracking them. And once they decline, who knows, you know, maybe hop on some tests. But other than that,
how do you feel about guys that you've seen in the gym that are one size right now? And then you, it's like, Can you tell when somebody's on performance enhancers?
I think you can. I think for people that have really good genetics, it's a little bit harder to tell. Like,
how can you tell when somebody has good genetics?
I think there's a few factors to it, but if you're looking muscle by muscle, like, for example, like your biceps. So,
like Conor right now. Is he on steroids, bro?
Conor McGregor? I don't know, man. But well, when I say like genetics too, it's like also the insertions of your muscles. And like some people, like their bicep. So like my bicep, if like I curl it, you're going to see it's here to here, right? Some people, their bicep starts here and they'll have a little bit of a shorter peak, but they'll be like wider, right? So, I mean, I think it's subjective, but some people do have like their body composition is... You know, they have mesomorph, ectomorph. Well, mesomorph is someone that puts muscle on easy, that is more of a muscular build. An ectomorph is someone that's skinny, that has, like, I would say, like, Enzo. And then it's mesomorph, ectomorph, and forgot the last one. And then the last one is someone that's, like, Illuminati morph. Yeah. Someone that has, like a little bit bigger frame, like, I would say, like, Manny. So it's, like, if you could, this is actually a great example. So I would be a mesomorph, you would be an ectomorph, and he would be an endomorph.
Gotcha.
So those are the three different body compositions. That's where genetics comes in. Mesomorph would be, like, the best for, like, bodybuilding. Powerlifting would be the endomorph, so those big, you know, and then for people like endurance and marathon would be you all day.
Right,
so,
now, I mean, I've always been like a runner.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, basketball, sports, right. Like endurance, mm-hmm. endurance sports. So when you're talking about genetics, it just depends. Like, so I would be good for genetics for bodybuilding. He would be good genetics for powerlifting. You would be like running, racing and like long distance stuff.
Yeah,
so
he saw that when we were moving the stuff in his house.
Yeah,
he kept making fun of me because I can lift everything up.
Because you're strong. Yeah,
he'd be like, "Oh, but, there goes Manny, one hand." Yeah. Everything he would lift it with two hands, and I'd just be with one.
Yeah,
like,
well, I mean, obviously, bro, you got like 100 pounds.
Well, yeah, I kind of derailed from the question, but yeah, when you see somebody, and
I'm
would say
I'm the mousy the elephant.
I would say like if they have like
el gordo y la flaca.
Shots fired.
Sorry, but yeah, man, if you see like
two high chow bob over there,
we're
shit.
On topic, bro.
Yeah, no, I was just saying with the steroids. I got off topic, but yeah, I think you can tell with the steroids. I mean, it might not be as obvious for some people than others. Like on social media, I'll see dudes that are like 150 pounds and they claim they take steroids and they have all the acne, but it doesn't look like they take steroids, but they do. And then there's people.
So it gives you acne too? Fuck, I ain't
depending on what you take. Yeah,
yeah, bro.
So dirty steroids give you acne.
Yeah, so like, I mean, yeah, it's,
I don't know, I'm assuming
it depends, but
he's laughing at me like, I don't know, bro.
Dirty steroids.
It's interesting.
There's clean ones and there's,
well, yeah,
steroids.
No, it's, I mean, in part, I mean, when I
kind of right,
when,
right?
No, when you said dirty, when it said dirty, it just made me think of when UFC fighters have been caught and then able to been approved tainted supplements.
Mm-hmm.
Like John Jones went through that. Yoel Romero made like $25 million off of a lawsuit.
Yeah, because he was taking coke. Well, it was not coke. It was
he was
like,
taking a supplement that was tainted with some type of PBP.
Yeah, but it was proven. It was like a it was a drink that they gave him that it had like a supplement in there, and then he ended up proving that it was like that they sold.
Hey, bro,
I forgot. I saw the reel on it.
Yeah, no. Canelo just ate Al Pastor tacos. Okay.
Hey, that was Canelo. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
That was his.
Yeah.
Paul Costa's special drink.
Oh yeah, Paul Costa. You like UFC, bro?
Bro, I like it, but I don't have nobody to watch it with. Like
us.
Yeah, I'll pull up to you guys.
Let
me get that. Yeah, that would be dope. When's the next one?
July 8th.
Oh, definitely get it.
Oh shit. I'll be down.
So you're a Charles fan, huh? Charles Oliveira.
Any Brazilian, bro.
Right.
I was like, yeah.
Hey, how do you feel about Conor trying to go to Brazil to fight Dubronx?
Oh, damn. I didn't even know about that.
I mean, that sounds exciting,
though.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah, it would be.
Right. And then that's a money fight for Charles. That, you know, why would he pass up on that?
Right.
Like, choke out the best.
Yeah, that would
well,
be
not
dope.
The best, but the former GOAT.
That would be dope. Shit. That's entertainment.
It is, bro.
Yeah, I'm all for it. Yes, shit. Sir.
Man, thank you, bro. I appreciate
you. Of course,
you
thank you guys.
Over,
this is so much fun.
Hell we definitely got to see where you are in the next year to 2 years.
Stay posted.
With the, you know, so we're going to have a part two
in
the future. And hey, man, again,
yes,
hit up my boy Bruno
thank
if you guys need a trainer.
Appreciate you guys.
He's in Van Nuys. He's in the whole valley.
Yeah, the whole Sherman valley. Oaks.
Any gym in the valley you need
yeah,
to.
Yeah, I'll pull up on you. Yep, I'll pull up to your house. I'll pull up to your local park.
He's offered that to me at the shop, and he's like, bro, I'll go to your gym. You come to my gym. Doesn't matter.
I'll go to your house, bro. I'll bring my dumbbells. That's all we need, man. He's like, yeah, bro, I got you.
We might have to
Bring the dumbbells to the barber shop if you need me to.
Do you see the dedication?
He just said there's no excuses.
Yeah,
bro.
No excuse.
Hey, we might have to just do that. Get the word out at the shop, bro. That might just be convenient. I'll have to get Leon to get join us and shit.
Yes, sir. Zero. That'd be dope.
Appreciate y'all.
Appreciate
have
you
good
guys.
One.
Yeah.
Peace out, y'all.
Current podcast.
Let's get it.
Yes, sir.